I'm laughing and crying because I'm laughing because something funny just happened. I'm crying because of this music. What's happening? This reminds me of Clueless.
Reminds me of every day I get home and nobody's there. No, what the reason. Well, it is just me and my dogs. I get off of work a lot earlier than my wife. No, do you like to do things alone? You can join in the conversation too. 833-563-2539. Oh, hey, by the way, it's Joe McKenzie. So glad you are here. A new survey found the average American now eats 387 meals alone each year. So that's more than a meal a day you're alone. But 2/3 of us say that we actually kind of like eating alone. Well, they say we're not because we have the phone with us, which I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just because you have a phone, you're still alone. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. But 7 out of 10 people say, no, I like it that way. I like eating alone. And I'm just wondering in general, first, do you like eating alone? But also, do you guys like to do things alone, like maybe go see a movie or maybe go to the bar and grab a drink alone? Or do you always prefer to be with at least one other person or in a group?
I feel like it depends. First of all, these meals, are these like out at a restaurant or just in general?
I think it could be in general. It could be at a restaurant. It could be you went and got some drive-thru and took it home.
Okay.
Or you made yourself a meal at home.
There's certain things I love to do by myself. Like people are always like, oh my God, you travel by yourself, like across the country, all over the place. Like I'm going to travel this weekend. And I love traveling alone, because you get to do whatever you want, and it's great.
See, if I did that, I would just be in the hotel room the whole time. Like, yes, I traveled 500 miles to sit in a hotel.
But I mean, I've done the whole, I mean, I have a little girl, we travel, but I look at the poor other, you know, people, the families with all the things, and I'm just like not bogged down. I got, I swing a bag over my shoulder, like, doo-doo-doo, through the airport, get to my destination, hop in my car, la-la-la. So that's nice. But I don't know. I would love company. I guess I'm kind of lonely, because I am kind of, I have been by myself for a long time, so...
Yeah. Oh my God, this is so sad.
This is striking my heart.
Live the web
girl.
This
is triggering.
What about you? Do you like to be alone doing things, or do you like to have a companion or a friend there?
I was 23 when I had my very first meal alone. Like, I never, ever, ever was alone ever at all.
Some people can't be alone.
No, it's a weird thing to like go, and I guess like I'd had like a bowl of cereal or something like alone in the morning and stuff.
Because
like,
she's like, well, there's people near me.
In my
least.
Like sorority house and stuff, like I would like eat by myself because like we all had different schedules and stuff. But I guess like going out to a restaurant and even just getting carry out alone or like eating in a restaurant alone, I literally did not do that until I was 23. It was the weirdest thing for me to do. It took forever for me to do it, but I lived on my own for the very first time when I was 23, when I first moved here for this job, and I've got to say, I don't mind it.
Yes, isn't
I
it great?
I like it a little bit, and I've been traveling alone recently by myself, and when I get to my destination, I'm not alone, but even just like going to the airport, going through all of
doing
that,
all the
I love doing that alone.
I have to have alone time. Like I was a kid, I would play, but my mom was like, oh, you know, my sister always had to have someone, a playmate, da da da. I was the easiest kid, and my little girl's the same way. I could play, keep myself occupied for hours. Like, I just do things. I do, like, art or play with my dolls or, like, da-da-da-da-da. I guess I need alone time.
Okay, ladies, that's an interesting thing. But what about you, pork chop?
He's never alone.
Absolutely hate it.
Clearly.
We know this.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, want to hang out?
I just don't understand. I enjoy, like, presence and company, you know, not like presence, like the presence
well,
of people.
You like presence too.
Yeah, of course.
Who doesn't?
But I don't know. I hate being alone. I think we were all made to, you know, either have someone or like have a friend or be with people. And
I know. I agree with you. We're all made to have companionship.
Social interaction.
But I do. Yeah, exactly. But I do think that there's something said for like, you know, just hanging out with yourself.
Alone time. Like just
to
reflect.
Even going to like, even just like shopping by myself. I love to go shopping by myself.
Okay.
And, you know, I even like to go for drives by myself with the windows down, just listening to music, just like in my own thoughts. And, you know,
I guess, I mean, I took a 5-hour road trip this weekend. There was that. I took a bath last night. That was 40 minutes. That was by myself.
For the first time.
And I guess that was okay.
You really do need to learn to enjoy your own company.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I feel like, because if you know, you're like, yes, I'm okay. I don't need, because someone else is supposed to add to your happiness, not like complete you and make
you
happy.
So then, like, what do you
do? I agree. I totally agree.
What do you mean?
But you just sit there?
Porkchop's like, I'm out of bubble bath solution.
See,
what else?
I don't get people that are ever bored. I have so many things I'm doing constantly.
Well,
I never sit down.
I can't do anything because I don't have money.
But you can still do stuff. I feel like that is also like a kind of lame excuse.
Okay, like, yeah, I would never go out and play disc golf by myself. That seems ridiculous.
Why? Whoa.
Okay, now he's throwing shade at me because I did it the other day. I'm telling you right now, some of the best things is when you can clear your head and it's just you and yourself.
I could never.
And going on a walk, going on a run by yourself. Like,
I did that last night.
Tell me, please tell me you guys don't go to movies by yourself.
No.
I have never, but I almost did. And then my boyfriend felt so bad for me. My boyfriend won't go out to eat by himself.
Hold on.
My boyfriend won't go to movies by himself.
Are you laughing at me and Liv because we've done stuff by ourselves?
He's laughing at you, Joe, because you said you go to movies by yourself.
I have. I don't do it all the time, but yes. There's nothing wrong with going somewhere by yourself.
I don't think that's weird. You're not even talking to the other person when you're in a movie. So what's the point of going with someone else?
No, see, but Porkchop would be like, ooh, I know this part coming up right here, guys.
No, Porkchop would be, you know, playing tonsil hockey with another dude.
I've never done the movie thing by myself, but I definitely have gone out to eat by myself before. Especially while traveling.
Would do the old popcorn bucket trick.
What's that?
Ew.
Look it up.
Oh, gosh.
Does it not always? A woman got stopped by TSA for having 20 of these in her carry-on bag, and a Victoria's Secret model has done something for the first time. I feel like Liv the Web Girl is going to be really excited about this. Joe's Need to Know News is coming up after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Senorita.